In today's episode of You Ask, I Answer, Alessandra asks, any tips or resources to learn pay-per-click marketing? Who do you trust? Well, great question. There are a ton of resources on pay-per-click marketing. Where you should start, or where I would recommend you start, is start with the networks themselves. So that's going to be Bing and Google are the two biggest pay-per-click systems. And especially Google has it's Google Ads Academy. Take their free course, and it's an extensive course, and get your certification in Google Ads. That certification is going to help you learn the in-depth nature that you're going to need to make pay-per-click advertising work really well for you. I had a former colleague. She went through the AdWords course. It was called AdWords at the time. And she had 85 pages of notes just from the course. That's not even getting to the exam. That is just going through the course. So take those courses first. They are essential. There are a number of books published, but again, by the networks themselves, like Google and Bing, about how to use their products. They're typically free books. You can download them, the ebooks and things. Those are great places to start because they are intended to help you learn the basics of advertising and in a way that is promotional only for the network itself. It's basically presuming, well, you're going to spend money on AdWords anyway. Why don't you do it right? When you sign up for AdWords and Bing ads, typically, especially if you spend over a certain amount or you've got a new account, a net new account, you're going to have an account manager reach out and talk to you about your program in your first 90 days. Go through that training. Go through that introductory phone call and stuff. It's worth your time just to get a sense of what their perspective is and how they think the platform has changed. Now, a lot of these folks are not going to be advanced PPC practitioners. They're going to be, you know, basic mid-level folks who can help you get the basics set up and help you not spend too much. One of the most important things you need to do before you embark on any kind of pay-per-click advertising is have very clear goals set up. What metrics and KPIs are you after? For example, you may be after cost per acquisition, click-through rate, cost per click, effective cost per click, cost per action. There's a bunch of different numbers that you should have that all lead to a business impact of some kind, and you need to have that written down first. So as you start thinking about and start taking different courses about pay-per-click advertising from the networks, keep those numbers in mind. What goal are you actually after? Are you after sales? Are you after lead generation? Are you after traffic? And those different goals are perfectly appropriate. It's okay to have, you know, there'll be some folks in the PPC world say you should only be selling. Well, if awareness is your goal, then guess what? You should be using the advertising tools for that. Once you've gone through the courses, then it's time to take a look around at the landscape. And there are a few different blogs I would recommend. You definitely want to keep an eye on the search engine marketing blogs. So those are going to be blogs like Search Engine Land, Search Engine Watch, Marketing Land, for example, would be some good blogs to look at. And then look at a couple of the consulting agencies. Now, the consulting agencies are going to obviously be trying to sell you their services. Hey, you're on our blog. You're reading about our free advice. Would you like to pay for some advice and have us manage your account? Those would be companies like WordStream. Those blogs are still worth reading. They are still worth reading because they do share a lot of useful information. Skyward is another one that is a good PPC resource. Subscribe to them. Subscribe to the AdWords blog and read through what was being published on a weekly basis and what's new in the search engine marketing space because you're going to find a whole bunch of new things as stuff comes up. Look too at some of the SEO tool websites because remember, SEO and search engine marketing are different disciplines, but in the content marketing world, because folks are constantly starving for content, there is some overlap, and it's never a bad idea to understand the space as a whole. So some of the search engine tool blogs would be things like Semrush's blog, Aras blog, the Moz blog, and so on and so forth. We'll give you some additional insights, but pay attention more to the overall general search blogs, like the Search Engine Lands of the world. Those would be the resources I would say are great starting points. The most important thing you can do, though, is to actually run campaigns. Actually, as you go through the AdWords course or the Bing course or whatever, be doing the thing. It's very, very difficult to gain proficiency at a lot of this stuff if you are just reading about it. You need to be pushing the buttons and actually, you know, clicking the mouse and deploying these campaigns in order to get the most out of them, in order to really understand what it is you're reading, what the how the software works, the impact that it delivers. Because if you don't, you just have a bunch of theory. And if you never actually practice the theory, it's very, very difficult to understand where the theory breaks down. So you'll read about something on Search Engine Land, you'll try it and go, ooh, that didn't work, or wow, I got no clicks at all on that. And that's where you really start to to separate out. This advice works for me and my company. This advice does not, even though it may all come from reputable sources. Equally true, you may hear something like at a conference or an event, and you're like, eh, I don't know if that makes sense or not. But you go back and you run a very small test, and you find out that something that sounds dodgy actually works really well for you. So that would be the third leg of the stool. Is you have the networks, you have the blogs to keep up on, and then you have conferences and events. Go to things like SMX, which is a fantastic search marketing conference. You'll hear a lot, you'll read a lot, especially if you're just getting started out. It can be overwhelming. What I would, again, suggest is go through the courses offered by the networks, get that locked down. Spend about 6 months reading blogs, and after your first year of getting your basics strong, then look at going to a conference. I would not go to a conference with less than a year of experience under your belt, because it's going to be too overwhelming, there'll be too many shiny objects, and you won't have put in any time actually practicing. So courses, blogs, events. Those would be the ways that I would go to make the most out of all the information that's out there. And consistent practice throughout your journey, consistent practice to bring the concepts to life and to understand what does and doesn't work, what makes sense and doesn't make sense for you and your company. Great question. Please leave additional questions if you have them in the comments, and subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.